morning. Good morning. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And it is a wonderful time to do that, blessing his name, not just because things are going good, but we should bless his name all the time because, well, that's what we were created for. We were created for the praise of his glory. And welcome to Coffee with Jesus. I'm Vincent Rose, your host, and thank you for tuning in. Wonderful day that we're having here in Oklahoma City. I know Monday, November the 28th. Wow. Hey, man. December is just right around the corner. We have some new things coming up in the next year, but then right now we're looking at going into 2023 with high expectations. We're looking for God to do some great things in the next year, but right now we don't want to rush too fast. I'd like to say good morning to everyone that's in the chat. James Beaton. And then, let's see, James Breeden, and then Beaton, there's a Beaton, here's Sherdina. I'm not really sure how you pronounce that. Is that, looks kind of like a Russian name or either another Slavic kind of name. Anyway, there's Justine, and good morning to you, Justine. How are you? And warnings, good morning. Really? And then we have Nine Ether. Hello, how are you? Child of the Most High up there. And then Thomas Morgan is there, another moderator. Setsuna, good morning. Hello, how are you? And Charles Walker, good morning. It's a good, great morning. I was just, again, reading from Psalms 34. And Psalms 34 says that I will praise the Lord at all times. You know, and I was, I counted a devotional this morning. And the devotional said, we don't just praise God when things are going well. But our commitment to God is to praise him even when things are not going well. You ever thought about that? Because the thing is that whatever is going on in your life, no matter how bad it is, God is always working all things together for our good. And that's what we need to focus on. And sometimes I forget about that. To tell you the truth, to be honest, I do. But I want to talk about some good things that are going on today. And the good thing is that it's failing just like God said it would. He said, God said that these are the beginning of sorrows. Yes, it's true enough. But the plan that they have is failing. He didn't really say how long it was going to take for this thing to happen, you know. They got a lot of bugs to get out of this thing. And, well, what I'm talking about here is Klaus, he was saying that the global governance has failed. You know, it's the opinion of most people that the global governance has failed. However, he does still, in this interview, he did say that he wanted us to be more like China. But, I mean, just think about it. He wants everybody to be locked down and to be subject to the whims of him and his bloodlusting friends. Everybody be just like chickens in a chicken coop, and he can go out there and just get whichever chicken he wants and pluck it. And that's basically what he wants. But here, this woman is interviewing and she's asking questions about this global governance.
So is now the opinion globalization has failed and we are entering into an era of deglobalization.
An era of deglobalization, right? He said it's the opinion that global governance has failed, and we are now entering into a period of deglobalization. Whatever you say, man. He's trying his best. You know, have you seen his bathing suit? Did you see this guy's bathing suit? He had it on one time, and he had like a brassiere on, and he had this funny-looking hat with a feather in it. And he was wearing these, I don't know, there's like G-string or something was hanging down. It was unbelievable. The get-up he had on that island. He might have been on that island over there with that other guy, that Epstein's Island. Who knows? I don't know. But I mean, these people here, you know, all it really is about for them is pleasure, 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 and more pleasure. That's what the Bible talks about. Say they love pleasure, lovers of pleasure. Heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure. And that's all they, you know, I really need you to be locked in your home for my pleasure. So that I can come to your home later and pleasure myself. These people are mad. And they can't get away from the word of God. That's another thing here. The Bible talks about them. I mean, really, the Bible really lays it out right there. It just says that they'll be treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure. That's what people are, become lovers of pleasure. This wasn't just written to the church. It was written to everybody. This is the way people would become. Treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. What did you say over there, Bobby G? They are soulless entities. Yes. Soulless, unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, without love of good, treacherous, traitorous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, turn away from such as these. These kind of people turn away from them. And we're right here at it. We're seeing it.
I would love to pleasure myself.
I mean,
I don't attend church. I don't have a God. I am God.
And we are entering into a era of deglobalization. I think that's wrong. We have the reshaping of certain supply chains. So for certain physical goods, we may see much more reshoring or home shoring. In reality, the world has moved closer together because we are moving from a physical world much more in a digital world. And the digital world by nature is much more globally oriented. Now,
didn't he just say that there wasn't no more globalization? Didn't he just say that the globalization was over? And now he's saying we're moving from a physical world to a much more global world in the sense that it's going to be digital. We're going to put everybody in the metaverse so I can get much more pleasure. These people are mad. It's like, let's go to the comments.
I mean, he just said we failed. He's just said we failed. And then we know that they failed. Hold it. Let's go over here. Look, here's the way they failed. Right now, protests erupt across China in an unprecedented challenge to Xi Jinping zero, you know, what policy, right? I can't say that here on this tube because I don't know why sometimes they get mad about me telling what they're doing. So Chinese Xi Jinping on Monday faced unprecedented dissent after thousands, no, millions, guy, not thousands, CNN, Communist News Network, Chinese News Network says. They say thousands of protesters over the policy, and they want Xi Jinping to step down from the Communist Party, and they were protesting, yelling. Hundreds were yelling.
Paula, that is people in Shanghai calling Xi Jinping to step down over and over again. Those chants go on for quite some time. They're all.
Yeah. I'm not going to get too much in that. They always censor me when I get over, start talking too much. But anyway, that and then also the lockdowns. Oh boy. And then here, Klaus said he wanted everybody to be like China. This is I've enjoyed myself much in China and I love the slave policy that they have there. And I would love to pleasure myself more in China. I think everybody should be in like lockdown like in China. You imagine these people here. Look at what it is. Here's the comments. I'm so glad to see that the majority of people are awake and not on board, like this lady says. Uncle Klaus, interesting to listen to. I understand what is the opposite direction to go. Really. Put this criminal in jail forever. What about those people who don't want his vision and despise him, right? Those of us don't want it. No problem interviewing an anti-freedom elite. But ask different questions, right? So anyway, I mean, nobody's really with this stuff. What is he going to do? I mean, he's got too many people to try to enslave. I would love to enslave the entire world so I could just come to the house whenever I want to and just pleasure myself. All of my friends want to pleasure themselves with the world. We want to turn the whole world into Epstein's island, right? That's what he wants to do. The whole world? Well, we feel like once they get inoculated with the, we can do whatever we want to do. So that this is what, I mean, but you got an entire, all of humanity. You want all of humanity? Are you insane? He wants to make the whole world his playground, but it's not happening. Protests are erupting and their plan has failed. He said, well, I think globalization has failed. But the scripture tells us the reason this is happening is because they are treacherous, they are unloving, they are slanderous without self-control, they are brutal, they hate without the love of good, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. You got to turn away from these kind of people, rash, evil people, conceited, treacherous, lovers of pleasure. And you know what? They've got a lot of like disciples after their name. You know, just go around and check out some of these people walking around with the blue and all kinds of different, the rainbow hair. I mean, just think about it. I'm not saying everybody with rainbow color hair is that way, but I'm just saying there is a group of people that are like, in the world, and they want everybody to be in the world, and they want everybody to be as they are, so they can come to your school and corrupt your children, corrupt your home, corrupt your life with their ugly movies that they make. They don't even make good movies anymore. No entertainment whatsoever. Everything has to have an agenda in it. And they put their trash in everything. Then they poison your water and your food with their chemicals. And then they want to corrupt your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. These people are sick. But China's not taking it anymore. They've just been going around tearing down the all of these different things here, right? They're not taking it anymore. Let's go over here. Let's take a look at what Winepress is saying. Say that San Francisco police took authorization for their robot to kill suspects. Oh, they want a robot on the street now to kill us, huh? Well, okay, that you know why? Because everybody's dropping dead. The police are. And I guess they think their robots are going to do something because they watch RoboCop. They watch their own propaganda and believe their propaganda is going to happen. You're not going to get it to happen because they're machines. They work by electricity. And here's the thing. I don't care how many futuristic movies they present. You know, it's not going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. You know, they have these futuristic movies where they make up these worlds. Like he said, we're going to have a digital world. Well, turn the lights out. All you have to do for a digital world is just turn the lights out, right? You turn the lights out, and then that's it. For a digital world, then you got to go back to the farmland. If they make it a digital world and nobody wants to participate, then all people have to do is just go out there and get them a candle, and go back to doing what you did. Do you know you can actually make chicken eggs? You can take chicken eggs and rub them in butter and they will last for 6 months. That's what the people used to do anyway. So, you know, they'd have grow their own food. They have their own chickens and their own cows and that kind of thing. And then their own chickens, their cows and a shotgun. Right? And that's all it took to defend themselves with their shotguns and their sidewinders and their own chickens, their cows, and all of their things that they had on their land that they had actually possessed, right? And that's basically the way it is. It's God's world. It's not theirs. And I guess these people actually do believe that they're going to take over the world using some sort of digital means of technology to take over the world. Well, once all the police are dead from that stuff that you made them take, then you turn around and now after that, you're going to try to get yourself a robot. You think a robot's going to help you? So, oh yeah, we'll send our robots out on the street and we will mow down anyone who does not agree with us. Man is always going to be smarter than a robot, right? You're not going to create some device that's going to have some brain and it is going to come out there and kill us. A man will take that thing down. If a man put it together, a man can take it apart. Just let it come up on certain people's yards. Can you imagine that machine coming up on people's yards? They don't even have the courage to fight you themselves. They're going to go and send a robot because nobody's going to go along with this. Nobody's going to go along with this. Well, let's see here. Fauci says that the U.S. we're still in the pandemic. That's what he says. Huh? Okay. I thought Biden said it was over. It's crazy. I don't know. Let's see. NIH claims the Baxter robots is causing misinformation and causing the death of the adverse effects. Right. They're saying that that's what the NIH is saying. Let's go to this one. That's an interesting one. According to a new study published in the National Institute of Health, you know what, people who don't go along with it, misinformation is the reason why those who received their cookie dough are suffering adverse effects. How about that? And it says, no, this is not satire. The NIH actually published a study that declared such. And lest you should think it's fake, here is what Dr. Raymond D. Palmer from Perth, Australia wrote in his study called The Cookie Dough and the Misinterpretation of Perceived Side Effects. And so let's see here. He talks about an era of COVID. He says the mass, whatever, cookie dough program and the anti-cookie dough movement across the world is currently at an all-time high. Much of the anti-cookie dough sentiment could be attributed to the alleged side effects that are perpetuated across social media and from the anti-cookie dough group. Fear-mongering and misinformation being peddled by people with no scientific training or terrorist people. Yeah, or training terrorists, it says we're terrorists. How about that? Causing people to remain susceptible to the virus, but could be causing more side effects seen by the process of the cookie dough. This brief review will offer data that demonstrates that the misinterpretation is causing the deaths and the side effects. Isn't that amazing? So they're going to give us all of the information here. Well, I better not say anything about that. They're saying that the blood clotting and strokes and heart attacks and dizziness and hypertension, hypercapnia and fainting, they're saying is due to the fear, strikes fear into the general population, causing anxiety and vascular constriction. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I can see that. That's what the article is saying, guys. It's amazing. Amazing times we live in. Well, that's what they're saying. Right here, in black and white. The people who do not want the cookie dough are causing, striking fear, causing vascular constrictions. And as a result of the vascular constrictions, people are experiencing dizziness, hypercapnia, fainting, blood clotting, strokes, and heart attacks. The science discusses here clearly establishes that the anxiety and fear causes the vasoconstriction disorder. Oh boy. Guys, I gotta get out of here anyway. It's fun. It's been fun. Man, I'm telling you, you said the lies never cease. Who said that? Let's see. Justine, you said the lies never cease. Yo, that's true. It's so crazy. Oh, man, what kind of world do we live in? Let's praise the Lord, though, because, again, Klaus is not going to have his day. He's not going to see his day. It's just not going to happen. Klaus is not going to have what he wants. All of the pleasure. And I don't, Bill Gates and the rest of them, they're not going to see that. They're holding on to the promise, though. Maybe the next generation. Who knows? But they said it failed. That's what he said. It failed already. But I know that they're still pushing forward with this thing. Let's just pray against that, because the Bible says that the plans of the wicked will fail. You know, when they're digging a ditch for you, and then they're going to fall into it. That's what the Bible says. And it also promises us that, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. God has arranged it so that there's darkness and then there's light. There's seasons, right? And that's the way the Lord has arranged this world, and they can't get away from it. And if you're in the darkness right now, then maybe you need to come to the light. You need to come to the light to know that this is good against evil. This is God against Satan. And God's going to win, right? And he's winning. He's winning. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. You know, yeah, and that's what's happening right now. So we need to be singing glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Guys, I just hope that you guys enjoyed the broadcast. Share the broadcast. Like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Also, don't forget, we do have the conference coming up when we will be in Myrtle Beach coming this May. So Myrtle Beach in May, the prophecy for Jesus, prophecy, actually, conference rather, the Coffee with Jesus Prophecy Conference. Let me get that right. Prophecy Conference. And that's Coffee with Jesus Prophecy Conference. Go to my website, VincentRhodesLive.com, right up above my head. Go to that website, and then you can sign up there for the conference. Want to thank you guys that have already signed up. And looks like I'm just about out on the promise that I can make, you know, for the early bird special, because again, they are running out of places for the early bird special. And I can get you the rooms again at that special rate, and go for that early bird special. I think it's $299 one person, $374 or $375 for another person. So it'll be two people, and that will cover the price of the ticket, the room for 2 days, and then that will be your food. So we're looking forward to doing that. And we're going to have Dean Odell right there. Dean Odell, Pastor Dean Odell, is going to come, and he's going to bring his slides and all of his information. You know, he was kicked off of YouTube, but he's still out there, and he just ran for governor of Alabama. He's going to be there. We're going to have a good brother, David Beverly, Jesus Freak Computer Geek, coming to us, talking to us more about technology. And I think he has some information on technology that'd be mind-blowing. He used to work for NASA, so he knows all about it. He was in Antarctica, and he knows the Earth is flat, right? And then our flat Earth friend, of course, will be Darryl Marble. He'll be with us. Still trying to get the journalists to come, so we're looking forward to doing that. We're going to have a good time. So it will be a time when we can all talk openly about everything, use no euphemisms at all. We don't have to use any words that don't mean what they mean. We're going to be talking about, we're going to be able to say any words we want to say and talk openly to each other face to face. And you can't do that. You can't stream that on any platform. Maybe you can stream it on Rumble, but you can't stream it on many other platforms. Anyway, remember that, and get over there to my website, VincentRhodesLive.com. If you want to leave a donation to help us out with what we're doing, go ahead and leave a donation on that website. I would appreciate it. Remember, this is old preacher here out in Oklahoma, and I don't have no way of supporting myself except through you. And I just thank God for you and all that you are doing. So God bless. And remember, until next time, that Jesus is our light. He's the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.